So I'm joined by Jim of Deacon Blue fame. Jim, how are you?
Very well.
Air show?
Yeah.
Friday night?
Yes.
Tell me about your involvement.
I'm here to remind people in Ayrshire that they've got an amazing opportunity to see planes flying at night and all sorts of things, and bands and comedy, and it's a real family sort of thing that's going on. I got involved because I'm from this neck of the woods, and I've always felt that Ayrshire sells itself short. If I hear another person complaining about how rubbish the town centre is, why don't you do something about it, you know? What's the point of sitting about going, you know, I was just saying to the guys there, I spent the summer, not in Spain or in Lanzarote or whatever, here. And there's so many exciting things around Mauchline and Auchinleck, and everybody goes, Auchinleck, you know, there are fantastic gorges and rivers and caves and all sorts of stuff going on here. And I just feel that you've got an amazing opportunity if the people from here and the surrounding towns support it. So there are bands on, there's comedy on, and I'll be playing as well. So
excellent. And, you know, you mentioned there that it is such a great family day out. For people that have never been before, tell me about the atmosphere.
Anyone who was there or anywhere near Ayr, if they could get near Ayr, make sure you're here early, because there was over 100,000 last year. It was unbelievable. And I stay out in Prestwick, and, you know, these guys were doing the display over my back garden. I just can't believe it. When I was young, I used to go to Prestwick Airport, and there was a Prestwick air show there, and we got to see all the bombers and everything, and it was fantastic. And people forget they've got an airport. You know, it's like there's Glasgow, Edinburgh, and Prestwick. You know, and there's a wee Dundee and Aberdeen. But we've got an airport with planes and things like that and things. So families, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for them to come down, not just to the seaside, but spend some time getting some great ice cream at Ronaldo's and go wander about and check out some of the great food we've got here too. So,
I mean, that's the thing about it, is it's not just about the planes in the sky, and you don't need to be an aviation expert to come along and enjoy the day. There's something for everyone in there.
I think every kid kind of dreams about flying of some form, you know, and but who can not marvel at the Vulcan? Everybody loves the Vulcan. It's the loudest thing on the planet. It goes so slowly, and it, you know, you'd hear, oh, here's a plane coming. You know, give you about 3 days' notice to get out of the way. Red Arrows, of course, world famous. But we all like the old trusted favourites, you know. We like the Lancasters. We like the Spitfires, don't we? We do. And you've got such a privilege, because on Friday, I think it's Friday, you get a nighttime display. It's never been done. You know, never been done. And it's going to have LEDs and things on the planes, and you're going to see all these patterns flying through the sky, you know. It's going to be fantastic. And I'll be playing the piano at the VIP tent for lots of people who are having